Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we bring you tools that can assist you in living an empowered and authentic life. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am Kenny, and I am so grateful you have decided to listen in. Today's show focuses on the tool, Choose to be Happy Rather Than Right. I am so happy to have the wonderful and fun relationship specialists as my guests today, and in a moment they will join in the conversation about choosing happy over right. But first, I have a question from one of our Facebook page friends. They sent this question in through the message toolbox thing on the Facebook page, which is simply Life's Toolbox. The question is, do you have a tool to stop the slide I am experiencing in my business? It seems the harder I try to stop it, the worse it gets. I put in extra hours each day and I still am not seeing any positive results. What can I do differently? Well, first of all, you're making one of the key steps already. You are asking what you can do and you're not looking for someone else or something else to bail you out. So that's a very positive step in and of itself. You're looking at what you can do. The next thing that I would suggest doing is focus on the positive things around your business. What got you into it? What do you love about it? What is still working well? Bring the positive back into your focus. As long as you're focusing on that negative, you're just going to find more of it. If you find that hard to do, ask some of the people around you, your spouse, your partners, your employees, if you have any, your friends, family, anybody who sees what's happening at your business, ask them what they see that's positive about it. Let them help you build that attitude shift. So make your focus on the positive, and until you can rebuild your visions and beliefs around your business, just ask for the help that you need. Be sure you are not comparing yourself or your business to anyone else. You and you alone define what success means. Oftentimes people will look at somebody else and they'll start thinking themselves a failure because they're not living up to that guy's business. That's not what this is about. Business is what you define as a success. When you have that as a goal, you know what you're reaching for. There are many, many more things that you can do, and without the specifics of your circumstances, I'm really unable to say much more about it here other than this. Find balance in your life. Now, you spoke a little bit earlier in the questions about working the extra hours. More than likely, in order to do that, you are neglecting other key areas in your life. Find balance for your relationships, your health, your spirituality, your work, your inner self. Whatever those things mean to you, find balance there. And what I mean by balance is not necessarily time. It is about the meaning that you have behind those, the intention that you put into those, the focus that you have on them. Take care of the entire you, and the positive energy that you build in one area will carry over into the other areas as well. So if you have a really positive outlook about your health, you're probably going to feel that positivity start rolling over into your business. So taking care of you is the key. That will help you create your version of success in all areas of your life. And I am so grateful for your question. I really hope this helps you out a little bit. And of course, I'm always available for further discussion if you want to send a message through the Facebook page or go to my website and send me an email through that if you choose. I encourage everybody, please send in your questions. I'm more than happy to answer them as best I can. And I look forward to hearing from you. The tool for today's show is Choose to be Happy Rather Than Right. Now, when I first heard this tool, it just was like a slap in the face. It's like, heck no, you know, I'm right in some situations. I don't want to say I'm happy. And, you know, as I learned more about it and started practicing, and I saw the benefits from it. While this tool was taught to me, it was nearly 20 years ago that I first heard of this tool. It was taught to me in a personal growth type setting. What I learned was when I brought it into my relationships, especially into my marriage, everything changed. And that's why we have it on the show today with Valentine's coming up and with the relationship specialist here. It's just a perfect tool, and I know that they believe it as well. Before we get to them, though, let me just tell you a little bit about them. They are the relationship specialists. This is Marilyn and Chuck. And they came into being as the relationship specialist in 1994. They were giving a talk to an audience of about 500 people, and the event coordinator introduced them as the relationship specialist. Well, the name stuck, obviously, and has been with them ever since. They are licensed marriage and family therapists living in Portland, Oregon area. They have a counseling practice and also do coaching, intensives, and workshops. In an attempt to support even more people in an affordable manner, they are adding, and I hope it's soon because I can't wait to see some of them, some webinars, and hopefully that's not too far off. Excuse me. Marilyn and Chuck are inspirational teachers who share their knowledge and their skills to inspire others to live their best life. They have been working together for the last 15 years. It is their belief that relationships are one of the greatest vehicles for personal growth. They believe that all people are divinely created beings with unlimited potential. You hear that a lot on this show. These guys live it. They believe it. They believe that life is supposed to be fun, and they are the perfect guest for today's tool, Prefer to Be Happy Rather Than White. I love the work that they are doing and the messages they send out, so it is really my privilege, my honor to welcome them. Marilyn and Chuck, welcome. How are you guys doing today?
Kenny, that was
great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
well, you deserve
really
it.
Really good now.
Yeah.
Well, good. Good. You guys deserve it. And I truly do love your work. Your post on Facebook, the things that I read in your blogs and your articles are just absolutely wonderful things. And they just resonate with me so much. And I am grateful that you're out there putting yourselves out there like that. To get into the tool of today, you guys and myself have had several conversations around this tool, and we came about it in different ways, I guess, but it works for all of us. What are some of the benefits? You know, if you had to narrow it down and do a bullet point list, what are some of the benefits you would like to share with the audience about how well Prefer to Be Happy Rather Than Right works?
Well, first of all, Kenny, I have to agree with you that preferring to be or choosing to be happy instead of right is basically the key, the number one key to a successful relationship. I mean, because what's happened is that you've chosen to become a couple. You recognize you're a couple. You've decided to become a couple. You recognize it and you say, okay, we're not just two people living side by side in this house. We're a couple and we're going to deal with things together instead of pointing fingers and, you know, arguing. So my bullet points, the things that would happen as a result are you get to be happy instead of miserable.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah. You get to feel understood, respected, loved. You'll definitely have better communication and just an overall smoother relationship.
Very cool. What about communications changes here? You know,
oh,
how do you see
gosh.
That? Because I mean, it's like a power struggle if you're not doing this.
Okay, Chuck.
It's funny that you mentioned power struggle because that's one of the notes that we had. We've talked a long time about different stages within a relationship, and there are many different definitions and there are many different steps, but the one that we like the best is just three basic steps. And the first one is romantic or falling in love stage. The second one is the power struggle, where you're no longer thinking that the person walks on water, but they're just another individual that you really, really appreciate.
Uh-huh.
And the third is mature love or adult love or conscious love. There's many different definitions, but most people get stuck in the power struggle stage.
Mm-hmm.
And this one tool that you're talking about, choosing to be happy rather than right, if you maintain that one idea, it takes you out of the power struggle each time. We have a neighbor, and he was telling me about some of the things that were going on in his life, and I told him about this one thing, and I've met him now probably four different times where he's brought up how much that has helped him. He said, I don't need to fight anymore. I just want to be happy. I mm-hmm. want my wife to be happy, and there's no more struggle. That one thing, he's not kind of a counseling client or a personal growth person, but that one thing that I said completely changed his life around. That's how powerful it is. It takes you right out of the power struggle.
Well, and I think sometimes people don't even think of it. They think if there's a difference in opinion, there has to be someone that's right and someone that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're basically doing is changing our perspective to how do we have two winners instead of a winner and a loser? Because definitely if there's a winner and a loser, you're not going to have a happy marriage. You're going to have a marriage that loses. And that's pretty much the way we're presenting it to people. It's like you don't need to be right or wrong, good or bad. When you're tackling things, tackle them as a couple so that the problem, you're looking at the problems and not the person.
Yes.
Mm, I love that. Now, one of the things that I've seen, and I'm going to throw it to you guys to get your feedback on it, is actually it's two things, but kind of in the roll into one. One is that people see that if they do not continue the fight and win, that they're going to be seen as the loser. So, I mean, you can look at it from that way. And the other one is just that they are so convinced that they're right, there's no way that there can be another opinion.
Right.
Well, what do you say to people that, okay.
Yeah. It is actually a problem if one person is choosing to be happy all the time and the other person is choosing to be right, because if one partner chooses to begin to put this tool into practice, they might feel good over a long period of time, but eventually I believe that it will wear down and the other person trying to be right will get under their skin. So it really takes both people to be practicing this.
Mm-hmm.
What I've seen happen is that once one person starts to do it and they talk about it, the other person eventually catches on because it feels good and they start to do it too. You just don't want to do it all the time and have the other person continually right, because you will probably eventually feel bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, and also I think that if they have an issue that they're disagreeing about, normally it will help if they understand the reasoning and the emotion behind it. So there's a difference between we're having Christmas dinner at my mom's. No, we did that last year. We're having Christmas at my mom's this year. You know, and so you can have that big struggle and fight and who's right and who's wrong, or you can listen to the reasoning behind it, which might be like in one case I had, well, do you remember that grandma just passed away a couple months ago and I think it's important that we support her again. Would you mind if we have Christmas at my mom's and maybe we could do Christmas Eve at yours or something, you know, and they go back and forth with some understanding, because usually your partner, they want you to feel good. You know, it doesn't need to be about the right and wrong of it. Usually it's more about the emotion behind it and feeling not respected, misunderstood, you know, that type of thing. So that's, I mean, kind of when we're talking about being right and or loving instead of being right, there's different examples. There's just when you're fighting over where do we go to dinner, what kind of car do we buy, or there's the more emotional issues that we fight about. Both you need to look at as a couple and not as an individual. You really need to shift that perspective.
I like the way that you kind of led into the way that you approach the conversations can be beneficial as well. And I didn't even think about this until you started talking there, is instead of throwing out a command, we're going to my mother's for Christmas. One of the things that I practice, and it was unintentional, but it works, is I'll throw out an invitation has come over. You know, my mother has invited us over for Christmas. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
And go into it as an open discussion instead of a closed ended one. Probably will allow people to get to this happy rather than right more often.
Right. Well, it's respectful. It's just respectful. I mean, when Chuck and I first met and family would call and say, hey, we want to come see you. Initially, we just go, oh, sure, you know, come on over, even if they were flying from wherever and staying a week or two. We learned quickly that that's not what you do. You say, oh, that sounds nice. Let me see if we have anything on the calendar. I'll get back to you. You don't say, let me ask my wife or let me ask my husband, and then they get to be the bad guy. You know, you say, hey, that sounds great. Let me see if there's anything on the calendar. You hang up, you talk to each other, decide what you want, and then get back to them. So nobody's the bad guy, and you're working, again, together as a team.
Yeah, it's not asking for permission. It's just showing respect.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, and Kenny, we do still use you as an example of someone who doesn't fight with his
wife. Yes.
Good. I'm glad. I love it because it still holds today, and we're going to be we hit 19 years marriage next week.
Oh, so. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's very cool. One of the things I wanted to ask you guys is how do you help clients when you're working in this area? How do you help clients choose to be happy rather than just giving in? You know, Chuck talked about a little bit about that, you know, what happens in the long run, but how do you help them actually do this where it is a choice to be happy instead of just giving in all the time to avoid a fight?
One of the ways that we do that is, in some of the first sessions, we tell clients that we're going to hopefully increase their awareness of what's going on. Because, for example, if you don't know that you're angry or you're feeling mistreated or disrespected, and you just blurt out something, then it's already gone. There's nothing you can do. But as we show them different opportunities and different possibilities and then have them practice that, then when it happens again, the next stage might be, oh, yeah, I remember that, but I'm too angry to do that, and I'm not going to do that. And then the next stage might be, oh, yeah, I remember that tool. Let me see if it works. And then if it works, it builds upon that. So One of the things that we do is get them to focus on their body. And what that means is that notice what's going on either in your chest or your stomach. So there's two kind of different areas. One is the heart and one chest area is the heart area, and the stomach area is more of a survival area. And see if you're feeling some huge pain or emotion or sensation or anything in there, and figure out if you can, and this takes practice, what are you not getting? So, for example, I'm not getting the feeling of being loved. And then you can turn it around and say, I don't feel loved right now. I would like to feel love. How can I do that? And bring that up, bring that into a conversation with your partner. So you're very aware, you're very present of what's going on right in the moment. And that helps people make the determination of what do I want to be right now, or do I want to be happy, and what would make me happy, and how can I start this conversation?
Love it.
And both people need to participate, and that's how you get to the other part of your question where you're not always just giving in.
Mm-hmm.
You both need to be aware of what's going on inside of you so that you don't sit silently. And actually, we will encourage people, if one person's always giving in, what are you feeling? When you guys are having these conversations and your husband's always the one talking, you need to stop and then give your perspective also, regardless of what it is. You just have to have that faith that it's going to be okay. You can't just give in, because it will end up biting you in the butt down the road. Definitely.
Sure will. Now, I'm going to throw just another little twist kind of on what we're talking about right here. Is, let's say that one of the listeners out here is they're ready to go. They want to start using this tool, fired up, think it's great, but their partner is not the personal growth type guy who may not want to play the game. What do you say to them?
How about, it depends. I mean, I guess that if that's the case, there's going to be some kind of, their discussion is going to escalate, you know, to recognize that they're not playing the game. Right. And so then instead of stepping back, like two people that were aware and want to play the game, the person that wants to play can step back and say, I can see that this is heading down a road I really don't want to go down again. We don't end up agreeing. We end up fighting. I'd like to stop right now and see if we can think of another way to handle this.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can suggest whatever it is.
Well, something else that they could do too is we sometimes suggest the partners choose their battles. And so you could ask the person who you're opposite, is this really important to you? And if it is, then let them have whatever they want. And that balances out. Over a period of time, most couples will know what their partner prefers, and they will let them have whatever it is until it becomes really important. and then they step in. At the beginning, though, everybody thinks everything they want is important, so we kind of go through a process of helping them figure out, is this really that important, or would you rather just be happy? And for the most part, they say, oh, I'd rather be happy.
Yeah. Yeah, happiness carries a lot of weight when you stop and think about it.
It does.
It really does. Because the other thing is, when you're not happy and you never get to that agreement kind of stage, you're having the same argument over and over and over again, and that is frustrating. It's frustrating, and you get a feeling of real helplessness, and is this the right relationship for me? When it could be as easy as just, you know, learning that tool so that things can change.
Yeah, that what you're just talking about there starts chipping away at the foundation of your entire relationship.
Absolutely.
And keep doing that, just pounding your head over and over, over again. One of the tools that I have taught people in teaching them how to bring this into a relationship when only one of them is coming to me for help is I teach them to approach the subject of when the spouse does something. Instead of going in, you make me feel like this. I teach people to change that terminology. When this happens, I feel like this.
Yeah.
Or I feel this, and then I suggest bringing that tool in, and whatever the tool may be. This conversation, of course, is choose happy rather than right. But when this happens, I feel this. Can we try this tool instead?
Oh, I like that wording.
Yeah, it takes the blame off the other person. Now, sometimes they will still feel like they're being attacked. Depends on where they are emotionally. But it literally, you can stop and say, just listen to my words.
Yeah.
When this happens, I feel. Because that does. It takes all the blame off because they really can't make you feel anyway.
Right.
You get to
choose that as well.
But
nobody wants to hear that.
Kenny, that's
a really good point that we use often. Mm-hmm. Fights are kind of like an energetic ping pong game where somebody hits it to one person, then they hit it back, and then they hit it back. But if one person's not playing, it doesn't ramp up. So if you're saying, this is how I feel, I'm not blaming you, this is just who I am and how I feel, it's really hard to get mad at that. What are they going to say? No, you don't feel that?
right, exactly. Yeah. It's pretty crazy what we can do in our own heads that escalates things, and so just taking responsibility for our actions is huge. But I love this choose to be happy rather than right, because it is a way to defuse and calm things down. So
and sometimes people can use that just as a clue. I'd like to be happy. What would you like? If they know this and they're practicing it, it can be a clue. We teach people to find kind of a word or a phrase that they can throw out in the middle of a fight that will hopefully remind them of a specific tool. And so one person could say, I guess I'm going to choose to be happy right now. And what do you need? And see where it goes.
I love that. But it was one of the questions I had for you guys, and we've already touched on it so much that I really can't just throw the question out. The awareness that you talked about earlier, Chuck, and then just
in the body.
Keys. Yeah, the awareness in the body. Tune in. That's the key for anybody, is to tune in to what's really happening within you, and you'll be able to not escalate quite so easily.
Yes, you will feel you're not happy, and then you can ask yourself, what would make me happy? And then
ask for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But ask for it in a way that's not blaming the other person.
Yeah, and that's beautiful. Ask for it. It really is that simple in a lot of cases.
Yes, it is.
So, all right. Well, we're about to wrap this show up. Believe it or not, it does go by quick.
That was and, really fast.
You know, before we go, I wanted to thank you guys so much for being here, and I would like for you to tell our audience what you have coming up. What kind of work you guys have coming up? How can they get in touch with you? This is your chance to just go crazy and promote yourself for a couple of minutes here.
Well, thanks, Kenny. First of all, people could sign up for our newsletter, and that's either on our website at relationshipspecialist.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/therelationshipspecialist. Both of those specialists are plural. And when signing up for our newsletter, they will get our free top 10 tips for having a great relationship. And then our newsletter is always going to announce anything that we have coming up that's new, including webinars, which you were talking about, that we do not have one currently available.
Mm-hmm.
But also on our website is plenty of articles and interviews on how to improve relationships. And then Marilyn and her partner, Cheryl Maloney from Simple Steps, are going to offer an 8-week course on how to handle breakups, which will be on the Daily Ohm website in April, and it will also eventually be offered on both of their websites. And one of the big pieces of news we have is we will be coming out this summer with a book which expands on those top 10 tips for a great relationship, which then goes into depth on each one, giving lots of examples. Then finally, anybody can like us on Facebook. Each and every day we kind of post a new principle that we like to share with a great picture, and it's either about personal development or relationships. And we get lots of great feedback from people who look forward to receiving those daily inspirations. So for right now, that's what we're offering.
Very cool. Everyone, please, please, please visit their Facebook page and their website. I look forward to their post each day on Facebook and always throw a like in there. Sometimes I even respond. So.
Yes, you do a good job.
You notice.
It really is some incredible work, and I just love what you two are doing to promote wellness in relationships and personal growth. It's fantastic work. Thank you so much for doing that, and thank you so much for being on the show. As always, it's a true pleasure, and you will be back soon if you'll accept. I guarantee you.
Thanks, Kenny.
Okay, Kenny.
All right. Well, before we go, I want to express my deep appreciation and gratitude to Brent Carey, the visionary behind Empower Radio. Because of him, we're able to bring you these shows, and we certainly love being here for you. And also, gratitude goes to Sean, our producer, that makes things run smoothly for us and makes sure that our guests are able to hear me and I'm able to hear them. So thank you, guys. We sure appreciate that. Next week, join us here as my guest Regina Cates and I chat about the tool Set Your Boundaries with Love. Set boundaries with fences, not walls. Until then, choose to be happy rather than right.